I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The British Home Secretary Amber Rudd has resigned after weeks of pressure over the government's treatment of long-term migrants from the Caribbean. Amber Rudd's departure is a major blow to the Prime Minister, Theresa May, who has to maintain a delicate balance over Brexit in a deeply divided cabinet. Rob Watson reports.
This is a big moment in British politics. Amber Rudd's resignation is the result not just of the recent row over immigrants from the Caribbean, but allegations over her competence in managing the Home Office. More important, though, than the complexities of her resignation is the almighty problem it leaves the Prime Minister. Amber Rudd was one of the most pro-EU voices inside her deeply divided cabinet. So does Theresa May replace her with another so-called Remainer or an enthusiastic Brexiteer? It's a question that comes just as the government faces key decisions over the UK's future relationship with Brussels.
Several hundred Central American migrants are gathering on the US-Mexican border preparing to enter the United States to claim asylum. They're the remaining members of a caravan of 1,500 people who set off for the US at the end of March, organised by a migrant pressure group. James Cook has more details.
The migrants set off from Tapachula on Mexico's southern border just over a month ago, travelling by bus, freight train and on foot, grabbing the attention of President Trump, who characterised the caravan as a threat to the safety of the United States. On a breezy Sunday afternoon, some 200 migrants, including dozens of children, made the final walk through the Mexican town of Tijuana to the border, where they're presenting themselves to the American authorities, asking for asylum from violence and persecution in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
Armenia's ruling party says it'll not try to prevent the man who's led 2 weeks of anti-government protests from becoming prime minister. Senior figures in the Republican Party say they'll not field a candidate against Nikol Pashinyan, who's told a rally in the capital Yerevan that he was ready to take office.
Our intense political struggle is step by step turning into a festive celebration. It is the responsibility of each of us that this celebration should not be marked by the slightest incident. This must be a victory for love, tolerance, and the law.
World News from the BBC.